This is Indigo Radio, deepening understanding and making connections.
This is Anna for Indigo Radio. I am currently based out of Atlanta, Georgia. On the morning of Thursday, April 25th, students at Emory University set up a Gaza Solidarity encampment. From an op-ed written by two Emory students in the news outlet Mondawise, they wrote, "We are students across multiple Atlanta universities and community members organizing against Cop City and the genocide of Palestinians at the hands of U.S. imperialism. We are demanding total institutional divestment from Israeli apartheid and Cop City at all Atlanta colleges and universities. We are occupying Emory not because it is the only institution that is complicit in genocide and police militarization, but because its ties are some of the strongest. Emory University, the Atlanta University Center Consortium, Georgia State University, and Georgia Tech have all intimidated and repressed students and employees who spoke out in support of Palestinians. These institutions have all refused to divest from Cop City and the Zionist occupation." That's the end of the quote, and I will link that op-ed in the show notes. The following here is the full press conference of the powerful speeches given by students. Minutes after this press conference ended, the Atlanta PD, the Georgia State Patrol, and the Emory Police unleashed brutal violence against students, faculty, and staff, including tear gas and tasers, and arresting over 25. We invite you to listen to the peaceful press conference to continue centering what these students are fighting for.
Emory laid off or furloughed over 1,500 employees. were heading down to Georgia in the 1960s to fight for black people's right to vote, segregationist governors cast them as outside agitators. To those from outside Atlanta and Georgia, we invite you to struggle with us! One in five students at Emory are from outside of the United States. The Palestinian students murdered by American weapons under Biden will never be one of those students. To those from outside of the country, we invite you to struggle with us! In April 2023, Emory administration called the police to break up a protest led by students against Cop City on the Quad. We're Emory students. To all of those who struggle against police brutality, we invite you to struggle with us. Emory is everywhere. The place for division is nowhere. We invite you to struggle with us.
My name is Layla. And I am Palestinian, and a Palestinian. We are here today in this Gaza and Solidarity encampment to demand that Emory University divest from the genocide against Palestinians in Gaza, and to divest from the building of Cop City, a police training facility in Atlanta. Cop City poses a serious threat to our community, as the facility will be used to share and trade military tactics with the Israeli army. These shared tactics will be used to perpetrate violence on the people of Palestine and our community, especially people of color here in Atlanta. We are about to enter the give you a very clear example from Emory School of Medicine. In October of last year, a Palestinian physician was fired for posting a social media post
Shame.
In support of Palestinians. Shame!
Shame!
And yet, there is a professor of medicine at Emory who volunteered in these last few months to lend medical support to the Israeli Defense Force as they actively genocided the Palestinians. He just returned from that genocidal trip, and now he is back teaching medical students and residents quote-unquote care work and how to take care of patients. How is a man who aided an army that has bombed hospitals in Gaza and murdered more than 400 healthcare workers someone who can provide just care to patients? It would seem that Emory rewards participating in genocide and punishes those who resist it.
Shame!
Shame!
We are here to remind folks that our struggle for divestment is everyone's fight. If you pay taxes, you have funded a bomb that tore the limb of a Palestinian child. And our state taxes are going right to incarcerating our neighbors. Violence enacted collectively must be met with a collective response. Students and community members here today came with the understanding that none of us are free until all of us are free. We no longer accept the normalization of this violence. There will be no business as usual while our tuition and tax dollars are being used to bury 40,000 Palestinians under the rubble. We are here to take a principled stance. Emory and all academic institutions must divest from the apartheid and genocidal state of Israel and from the Atlanta Police Foundation and Cop City, or we refuse to move. It is an act of love! It is an act of love that we protest! It is an act of love to hold our communities accountable! Emory, as I have said many times, Palestinian blood stains your hands. We will not forget your repression. the AUC, but will ruin Atlanta. The gentrification that comes out of Cop City. The death of people. Mind you, Johnny Holloman Sr. was killed on the main street of Morehouse last year by Atlanta police. By the Atlanta Police Department on the main street of Morehouse.
Justice for Johnny Holloman!
This man has never received justice for the crimes committed against him or his family. And this, Cop City, is an evolution of the 1994 crime bill that was passed by Biden and Clinton.
James.
Biden is not only complicit in genocides across the world, but he is complicit in the death of over 30,000 Palestinians. Israel is a global terror-wreaking machine, and no anti-colonial struggle has been won without a fight. Will we back down?
No!
Will we back down?
No!
No justice?
No peace!
No justice?
No peace! Woo!
Take off my sunglasses so y'all can see my face. And I need y'all to see my face because it's probably rare that you all see tears coming from me. Because I pride myself on being tough, on not backing down, on always standing up to speak truth to power. And today is going to be no different. The only difference is that I do it today with tears that I cannot control. Because I, an ordained reverend, co-pastor at Park Avenue Baptist Church in the city of Atlanta, am shocked and motherfucking appalled because I'm the only person wearing this bitch-ass collar out here. we say no more. Not another dime will go to Israel's crimes. Stop taking these parents' tuition and murdering other children. How sick are you that you think it's okay for Palestinian girls to be raped and tortured and murdered and left in the street for dead by the Israeli dogs? How sick are you?
Shame.
What if it was your child?
Shame.
What if it was your child? What if it was your neighbor? And what if it was you? What if somebody came up and simply shot you for walking out of a building? What then? When white people start dropping like flies, it's going to be a problem. But because of the anti-blackness of American imperialism, you don't care about Palestinians because they're too close to black. And I know I said something, and it's okay. Call me whatever you want to. Come for me on social media. I'm here for it. I got